John chapter 6, verses 53 through 69. Now, I'm going to back up, I think, to the way my Bible is laid out. It's laid out in paragraphs. And so, let's see. Yeah, I want to back up to 52 because I don't want to take anything out of context. And if you take things out in Scripture, especially if you take it out of context, you end up with a pretext, and we don't want that to happen. Then the people will begin arguing with each other about what he meant, and they were talking about eating his flesh. How can this man give us his flesh to eat, they asked. So Jesus said again, I assure you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you cannot have eternal life within you. But those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them at the last day. For my flesh is the true food, and my blood is the true drink. All who eat my flesh and drink my blood remain in me, and I in them. I live by the power of the living Father who sent me. In the same way, those who partake of me will live because of me. These are all red letter editions, you can see. I am the true bread from heaven, and anyone who eats this bread will live forever and not die, as your ancestors did, even though they ate the manna. He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. Now, in verse 50, talked about where the disciples started to desert him. Even his disciples said, this is very hard to understand. How can anybody accept it? Now, Jesus knew within himself that the disciples were complaining. And so I was saying, he knows, the devil play tricks on your mind, but God knows your mind. And Jesus, being God, knew what the disciples were thinking. So he answered them. And he said to them, does this offend you? Then what will you think if you see me, the Son of Man, return to heaven again? It is the Spirit who gives eternal life. Human effort accomplishes nothing. And the very words that I have spoken to you are Spirit and life. But some of you don't believe me. For Jesus knew from the beginning who didn't believe, and he knew who would betray him. Then he said, this is what I meant. When I said that people can't come to me unless the Father brings them to me. At this point, many of the disciples turned away and deserted him. And then Jesus turned to the 12 and he said, are you going to, Simon Peter, I love Peter, Lord, to whom would we go? You alone have the words to eternal life. We believe them and we know that you are the Holy One of God. And then to complete the chapter, this is interesting. Jesus said, I chose the 12 of you, but one is the devil. And he was speaking of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, one of the 12 who would betray him. And we know that it did happen.